the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, talking some Oakland football this morning, and have the pleasure to talk to Brad Cowan today. As Brad, this is a morning where the suspense is just heavy. You know, nobody knows who's playing who. We're working off projections and this, that, and the other. The bracket's coming up soon, maybe during this interview. But with that said, one of the five Rutherford County teams in the 6A playoffs, and that's a good spot to be in. Everybody wants to be there and keep that season going, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we're always excited about getting into the playoffs. Anytime you can accomplish that out of District 7 AAA, you've done something kind of special. Now we just want to kind of get on a roll and keep it going as long as possible.
Well, Coach McDaniel, obviously, generally here in this time, but right now you're trying to work on opponents and figure out who you're going to play, and that's one thing that this does, delaying by this time. You don't really know for sure who you're playing. You got to trade film and do all that thing to get a game plan together to get to practice on Monday.
Yes, sir. You know, we all got to sleep in just a little bit because we didn't know who was going to have for next Friday. We normally swap late Friday night, real early Saturday mornings. So we're sitting there kind of waiting. But based off projections, you know, we're thinking we know who it's going to be. We've already swapped some film and started working about 20 minutes ago on them.
Well, that being Mount Juliet, we'll talk about that here in just a second. Want to talk about last night's game at Riverdale. Obviously, didn't come out like you wanted to, and the game kind of started off pretty rough for you last night with a muff punt.
Well, I mean, defensively, I thought we stepped up, played hard. We had kids flying to the football, forced them to punt, and then, you know, of course, we made a mistake, put the ball on the ground, and then they were able to score off that, and you just can't do that against a good football team.
What I think, was it three turnovers last night in the game? I know they scored on two of them. One was right there at the very end of the first half, I believe, if I remember correctly. So when you turn the ball over, good teams are going to take advantage of it, and that's kind of a tough thing to climb out of, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We had the two that they got their first 14 points off of. That third one, well, again, like you said, it was right at the half. Didn't really affect the game any. But you cannot do that. We've got to secure the football. We've got to hang on to the football and keep it on, you know, to ourselves.
Talking to Brad Cowan this morning, Oakland Patriot football. I guess we need to talk. Your concentration is on running backs, and last night you brought in several. Chesterfield continued to run well. Travion Willis back in the game. Pre'Darius Wade, and I know I'm missing T.J. Brown was in at fullback some last night. So that's one luxury you have, is a lot of bodies that you can run in back there and feel confident that they're going to run the ball well.
Yes, sir. I've got about five running backs that are going to play every game, a couple of fullbacks, Willis and Brown, and then three tailbacks, Wade, Swader, and Chesterfield. And we're confident in all three of them, the tailbacks. We're confident in both of the fullbacks. And they run hard. They play hard. They give us a good effort, and that's what you expect. You expect a kid to go out there and play for his team, play for each other, and just give it his all. And I feel that's what those five young men do.
Coach Cowan, last night in the game as well, I thought two big things stuck out, and these are fundamental football things that sometimes teams with a little bit of youth struggle with, turnovers being one of those. The other would be penalties. Last night you had yourself in several situations, you know, really long yardage plays, a couple of holding penalties, which to me, the holding penalty, depending on where it is and where the hold takes place, those can be tough, and that puts you in from, I think, first and 10 from the 11 to way back at the 30, you know, at one point in the game. Those are really rough.
Right. The holding penalties and stuff like that, again, once you get into a long yardage situation, then that limits what you can call. There's not on the play sheet, there's not any third and 25 calls listed. The defense knows that. They can tee off on you. And it just makes it difficult. That's just something that we have to get better at, get a lot more efficient at as preventing that type of stuff from happening.
Well, you know, also when you're playing against a good defense, which is the case every week in this district, when you make yourself one-dimensional and you know that you're probably in some type of pass situation, then defense can key on you, and you're going to see that and no matter who you play.
Sure. I mean, everybody knows in this district, you know, we're gonna run the football, and they're gonna put a lot of guys up in there. And Coach Wells, he does a great job with Riverdale's defense. You know, he's got a good defensive line. He's got some linebackers that fly around, and you know, they did a good job. They did a good job stopping us. Now at times we blocked them well, and you know, we had kids getting to the second level and making. Good plays, good runs. But we just were not consistent enough at doing that.
Coach, you've seen a lot of football. We were just talking earlier. You started, back in 93 at Riverdale? And this year is a very interesting year, I think, because, number one, got five teams in the playoffs, it looks like, for the first time. And all well-deserving, I think. But top to bottom in the district, I think all of these teams are very, very competitive, and I don't know. I don't care that Mount Juliet's 10-0. The Oakland Patriots are going to roll in there expecting to win a football game if that's indeed what happens.
Well, I mean, we're going to go in there and give it our best shot. You know, we're going to approach this week like we approach every week. We're going to get a game plan together. We're going to try to put our kids in the best situation as that they can be in. We're just going to show the kid a lot of film, prepare as well as we know how, and then put the product out on the field. You know, coaches, we feel like we do our jobs, you know, Saturday through Thursday, and then on Friday nights it's time for the kids to you know, put those uniforms on and get after it.
The fact that you don't have to play a team in your district the first round, I think if you get in the playoffs, you'd rather play anybody but somebody in District 7 AAA.
Well, I mean, everyone in this district, we know each other so well. We got a lot of coaches that have coached with each other. I mean, we just know what everybody's going to do. We already know strengths and weaknesses.
A lot of you coached with each other for
correct,
a while.
Correct. So, I mean, we kind of know what everybody's about in this district. So it is good. It is refreshing to get out and play somebody from another district. And, you know, see what they do and see how you match up against some of these other places.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if it was state championship year or not, you played Mount Juliet in first round, had to go to Mount Juliet, always a tough place to play, and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when you get in the playoffs, it doesn't matter going in 6-4. What matters is you win, you move on, you lose. Well, it's time to do some laundry.
Well, now, Mount Juliet, they have a beautiful school. They have a great stadium. It's going to be a great atmosphere because they've got, with the recent success they've had, they've got a lot of followers. When we played up there 2 years ago in the first round, the place was packed. And, you know, I'm hoping it'll be like that again. Our kids, they love playing in front of big crowds. I mean, it's just brings an excitement to this sport that these kids, you know, they may never experience again.
I know that if one thing, kind of disappointed in the last few games here because you haven't come out on the winning side, but you can also take that and move that into let's wipe the slate clean. Let's make this run. Our season is down to 5 games.
Sure, I mean, your season is down to one and done if you're not careful.
Right.
And the kids know that. The kids, especially the seniors, you know, they're down to one football game guaranteed in their life, and they've got to go out and they got to have a great week of practice. Which this group, our seniors. We've been very proud of them because the entire year we've had excellent practices. They've led us well. And, you know, I feel we'll have a great week of practice this week.
Coach McDaniel has said several times that he really likes this team in terms of practice and their dedication to it, and really only felt a couple of times this year that walking off the field, maybe we didn't have our best practice, you know, and that's a good feeling to have.
It's really been neat. I mean, there's been times, you know, on past teams where, you know, it's practices are a struggle. But this group, they really have. They've been impressive in their workmanlike attitude, and we just hope it pays off for them.
Well, the road may be a tough one to hoe, but if anybody can do it, I know the coaching staff already back at work, and you're eager to get back there and get after it. There will be a game plan to beat the Golden Bears, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Coach, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Good luck against Mount Juliet, and we hope to be talking about a big win next Saturday morning right back here at the Coach's Corner. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Brad Cowan joining us here, talking some Oakland Patriot football. They're projected to play the Mount Juliet Bears, the number one seed out in Mount Juliet nearby Wilson County. We'll see if these brackets come up. We're expecting it just about any time. And right now they are still not in, but we'll get them to you as soon as we can. All right. Stay with us. We'll continue the coach's conversation this morning from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, talking some Eagle Bowl football next.